Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. You cannot pass go. You cannot collect $200. That is, you cannot come to Christmas until you go down to the River Jordan, so to speak, and meet a man wearing camel's hair and a leather belt and shops at Whole Foods. His delectable diet is locusts and wild honey dipping sauce. It's low fat, plenty of protein, and good for allergies, right? John the Baptist is the best man who prepares the way for the bridegroom. He stands as a witness of what's needed in order to receive the gift of Christmas. You need the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Christmas will not be Christmas if you don't need to be forgiven. So don't come to our church. Oh no. Don't come at Christmas time, or any time for that matter, unless you are a sinner. Only sinners will get a Savior this Christmas. Only sinners will have peace on earth. Only sinners will be able to sing joy to the world. Even John the Baptist confessed, "After me comes one who is mightier than I am, whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie." We need to repeat that line from him, his words, "I am not worthy." We church-going Christians think we are more worthy than the masses of unbelievers in the world to have Jesus come to our house. False. There are lies, double talk, stealing, greed, gluttony, blasphemy, groping, cheating on taxes, adultery, pornography, even murder and abortion, all right here in our own congregation. Yes, in the pew next to you. Yes, you who sit in your own pew. Yes, in your parents and grandparents at church, oh my. Yes, you at school. Yes, you at work. Yes, you, and you know who, God does too. So do not pass go. Do not think you can collect your Christmas indulgences. A little wink wink from God, and thinking, "I've been a little more nice than naughty this year, so ho ho ho, no one will know." No. Repent before coming to see the gift in the manger. For then you'll know why he came and why he comes graciously to abolish your sins and remember them no more. He chose to do it that way. But those who try to hide it, God cannot and will not forgive it. As St. John says in his letter, when we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. In order to cleanse us, he sent a messenger named John the Baptist to prepare the way. He preached a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. He says, "I baptize you with water, but he, the Christ, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." John the Baptist can lead us to confess our sins at the river. Only Jesus can come and forgive us from his font, by bringing his Holy Spirit, which is part of him, the three in one. The power is in him. The forgiveness is in him, not in John the Baptist. Repent and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in your baptism, and in the word of forgiveness spoken here at church, and in love between you at home and at work and at school, the forgiveness that God has given to his church to exercise each and every day. Jesus baptizes with his cleansing flood, completed by his cross, his dying in your place, that which John did not do and could not do. Jesus became the sinner for us to bear our sin. In other words, if we hide it, how can Jesus die for it? Well, the good news is that God, knowing our stiff-necked ways, poured out on Jesus the iniquity of us all. That is, even if you have been hiding sin from God, God in his almighty power died for it completely. So that all that's left for you, not to find some repayment in kind, not to tip the balance a little more nice than naughty, all that's for you to do is believe, to trust what he did on the cross. He did all that for you. All that he did for you. No matter how loud the Baptist preaches at you to repent and make straight paths, that will only wake you up to your sins. The law speaks the loudest when you forget how much you sin. But the gospel speaks louder and loudest to those who know what they need and why they come. Repent, O Christian. Repent, O masses of unbelievers. For the same Christ brings the same gift. It's not for the righteous. It's for sinners only. For those who just got this for the first time, welcome to the club. We meet each week, 10:30, here in God's house. And daily, we return to our baptism so that we will walk in the newness of life, both now and in eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus.